This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A website from the Persian Gulf is broadcasting the sound of change. It's a remix of an old song by Sonny and Cher. The creator lives in Iraq, and he has mixed in some gunfire to the song. Instead of "I got you, babe," the refrain is "I shot you, babe." I shot you. We call this a sign of change because the vast majority of the Arab world is under the age of 25, and some young people are listening to music like this by a person identified only as DJ Foundation.
I think he's trying to show the absurdity of the violence that happens around him. No one knows exactly who he is.
We do know that we ran across this song courtesy of Esrael Shafi. She runs a website called Mideast Tunes, founded in Bahrain. She's 24 years old, and she's been following DJ Foundation's career to the extent that anybody can.
For security reasons, he does not interact with anyone as a person. Like you would not find pictures of him on the internet, for example, because he's still in the country, and a lot of the kind of music that he plays could be considered controversial or unusual. When people listen to this and then realize that someone from Iraq is actually playing this, then it becomes a political message. And I think it's a sad song, but in a funny way. I mean, it's good that people laugh out loud, but it's the kind of song that makes you laugh for 5 minutes and think for 10 minutes.
This is one of many songs available on Mideast Tunes, ranging from heavy metal to hip-hop to hard to classify. They're sung in English, Arabic, or Farsi, the language of Iran. What's going on with Iranian music?
Well, with the Iranian bands, a lot of them are resorting to underground metal and underground hip-hop and all of these kinds of music. You know, being in a metal band can potentially get you killed. A lot of it is extremely controversial. It's very rare that you listen to hip-hop music and it doesn't have an extremely religious or political message.
Even the style of the music itself can be considered satanic. What's an Iranian song that to you is expressing something that other people are not managing to express about what's going on in Iran right now?
Well, there is a musician. His name is Fuad Manshedi. Most of the things that he sings about is freedom of religion. He's a Baha'i, and the Baha'is are extremely persecuted in Iran. And I think his music is extremely powerful and an example of the kind of things that music can help spread awareness about.
Do people dance to this music?
People would dance to this music, and then once you sit down and listen to it, you can be a bit depressed, and you'd say, well, is this something I want to dance about? But you'd still go ahead and dance to it anyways.
Esra Al-Shafi of Mideast Tunes grew up in Bahrain. In that tiny Persian Gulf kingdom, some of her friends were in underground heavy metal bands. She started the website when she realized that people were playing music like this, sometimes secretly, sometimes not so secretly, across much of the Muslim world. What do you hope to change by doing this?
I hope to have people become more aware of what's going on around us, from people whose lives are at risk, and they're risking their life to tell you their stories. And I think what I want is just for everyone to sit down a little bit and listen to what these people are saying.
That's Esra Al-Shafi of the website Mideast Tunes, based in Bahrain. You'll find a link to Mideast Tunes in our Twitter feeds, at Morning Edition and at NPR Inskeep.